Hey everybody.
Hi, Podcast Land.
How is everyone this week? You're not like you're gonna answer us back. You can't.
They can in the comments.
But they won't.
Thank you to our
listener.
Handful. One handful of listener.
None of which are our close friends or family, we've found out.
Christina maybe two. And Brittany.
Maybe two people.
Have been listening every week.
Right. So basically. Your friends and family, but right. Certainly none of mine. Which is kind of on theme for how this week is going in general. So Anyway, we don't have a plan.
No plan this week.
We're just taking it back to the old school.
Yeah.
Of the first episode where we just kind of chatted at each other for an hour. So we're just going to wing it and do that again.
That was fun.
It was fun. It's been fun to have like a theme and fun to have guests, but it's...
I like an outline.
Yeah, you do.
Like but a good outline.
The essence of this is our dazzling personalities.
Correct.
So that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
We're so that's
going to roll with it.
Yeah, we're going to roll with it. So...
Welcome back to Hopes and Dreams.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are on episode 6.
Oh, man. 6 already.
I can't even believe it's been 6 weeks of doing this already. Halfway it feels like it's been like 2 seconds, honestly. It's just so fun. We apologize for our lack of consistency.
No, we don't.
The last couple weeks. You're right. We don't. Life happens. Life happens and we just That's can't. Fine. Yeah, it is. We're having, I'm having a little menti bee this week. Mm-hmm. I'm a little stressed out for so many reasons and too many to even name, but I've got a lot on my plate right now.
They're good reasons.
A lot of work,
mm-hmm.
New job.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean a little bit. I can't talk, I'll talk a little bit about it.
Fine.
I love it. I'm not going to get into details, but it is a really amazing new job doing what I love, using my skill set that I love the very most, which is kind of content creating, website building, which I love now. I did not 3 days ago. And just kind of that kind of thing. And so I work for a really, really amazing nonprofit organization that does a couple of really big events that we're gearing up for this summer. So I'm just really excited about all of that. So that's a lot. That's a very exciting thing. That's very stressful. But I'm just trying to figure out the balance right now of all of these jobs and free time and being able to provide some self-care for myself. So once it warms up, I'm hoping that will happen.
It will.
Yeah.
Work-life balance is hard
it
to
is.
Maintain, especially in the, you know, initial of adding something into your life, like mm-hmm. a job.
Or a hobby. Whole ass job.
It can be hard to adjust, but you should just chalk this up to an adjustment period. Like you said, you only hated the website building briefly.
Very briefly.
Then once you figure it out, it's like, awesome. That's a new skill set that
right.
I have. It's a new thing that I can do. And
I'm
it gets normalized so
excited
fast.
About it though. Like now that I'm learning this program a little bit more, like I just want to build a website now to just play around with it on the side. So Hopes and Dreams will probably have a website coming out. And Kylie Shay Styles might have a new website coming out someday.
I updated my website recently.
I'm just going to be like, you get a website. You get a website. Just so that I can practice my skills. But it's so fun. And yes, you did update your website and it looks fabulous. Everybody should go there. I did look at it. Everybody should go there and look at it and book an appointment with her. So that she's also as equally as crazy as I am. And so that we have bare minimum time to record this podcast.
Right. We're running out of time to record this podcast.
We are. It's been pretty tough figuring out. But we will, you know, prioritize it when we can.
Sure.
And we will. We'll still get it to you every week.
Yeah.
We just might not be on the same day every week. We're hoping. Sorry, Mandy. I know that you're really looking forward to those Wednesday mornings, but
we appreciate that consistency.
We really do.
Christina does too.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Sorry that we're messing up your schedules, but trust me, I wish hopefully once I'm at this place for a little longer, I can like not be there as much and then I can, you know, have my regular schedule back. But
yeah,
it'll take time.
Right on.
What do you got going on?
Not a whole lot. Well,
great.
I always have.
Thanks for listening. We're going to go now.
We have all of our DMG events that are booked announced, which is nice because
yeah.
that means my email flow has slowed down, which is cool.
For now.
For now. It'll pick up again once the events get closer, but we've got Bonfire in June with Railroad Earth headlining, and then we've got Mo headlining Woo. People Fest, and then we have the Travelin' McCurries and Lindsay Lou.
That's so exciting.
Headlining the Boogie Down in September. And then we also have the trio of Kitchen Dwellers, Leftover Salmon, and the Infamous String Dusters for a one-off in July. So it's going to be a I'm
already summer. Exhausted.
I know, right?
So tired.
I just did a 3-night run this last weekend, and I'm already exhausted. But it's like practice for festival season to be up past 10 p.m. For 3 nights in a row.
You know what? I just gotta say it. Normalize festivals ending early. I mean, all of us are way too old to be out till midnight. It's yeah. just, I mean, I did 2 nights in a row too. This Thursday and, oh wait, maybe it wasn't two
maybe
nights
it wasn't
in a row.
2 nights in a row because you skipped Friday.
And do you know what happened to me from
although you were still out Friday.
Oh, yeah. No, so it was 3 nights in a row.
It really counts.
I did 3 shows in a row. Yeah. I did People Brothers Thursday, Dan's show on Friday, yeah. and then, no wonder I'm having a mental breakdown because I was out past 10 p.m. 3 nights in a row.
Yeah, that checks out.
It's not okay.
It's hard.
We got to stop that. How do we change that? If we can change one thing, how do we make concerts early?
Well, the Sylvie, didn't they have an early show on, what was that,
Sunday
or Sunday?
Yeah. More of that.
Sunday day shows are fun.
Yeah, that's all be Sunday day shows. No other shows except for Sunday day from 3 to 6 p.m. and that's it.
Done by dinner.
Like festivals. Festival organizers, have your music done by 10 p.m. so we can go to bed. If people want to stay up late and they want to rabble rouse, then they can on their own time.
Mm-hmm. As a festival organizer?
But I want to say.
No.
You guys aren't going to be able to do this in our 60s.
That's nope, okay.
There's not going to be anybody awake to watch the grounds.
I won't have to be up that late when I'm in my 60s. By then, I'll have passed my torch on to somebody who can do the jobs that I do now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
And I can just Alex Parsons my way.
There's not a single person on this planet that can do what you do out there.
Stop.
You needed an assistant last summer. An emotional support person.
Like a boss last summer.
You sure did.
I sat for almost a whole hour one time.
You laid on the ground in the middle of the grass in the beating sunshine in the middle of the day.
It was great. It was a power nap.
It really was. But nobody can do it like Kylie does it. I'm just saying it. It's incredible to watch you work.
I appreciate
that.
We could do a typical day in the life of Kylie at a music festival this summer. It would be
Pop-Tarts.
It'd be interesting.
Pop-Tarts. Oh, is it 5? Can we have Mountain Dew yet?
Yeah.
We have a very unhealthy
10 p.m. Red Bull, anyone?
Yeah, we have a very unhealthy beverage schedule out at Driftless as non-drinkers. It's like coffee
so
in the morning.
Caffeine.
Then there's Bubbler. And then there's whatever. You drink some weird energy drink.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't drink it.
I get my extra boosts.
And then we have our flavored Red Bulls when we really want to party.
Yeah.
So crazy. And then no matter what, I'm still needing to go to bed at 10 o'clock. I think I can push it until midnight, and then everybody's like, you're still up,
right?
What are you doing up?
There was one time you were up until past 1 last year.
Yeah.
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
You were still up by the when I was done.
For me, it's my anxiety that makes me go to bed early. I just feel this guilt
mm-hmm.
of I need to go to bed, even though I know damn well I'm I don't have to be anywhere except for there.
Yeah.
But I can't shut that off in my brain, so that's why I'm I gotta get up early to be here again. And I don't know. I can't shut that out. It's a guilt thing from when I still drank, where it's
sure.
I tried to force myself to go to bed at a certain time so I wasn't a pile of shit the next day.
Yeah.
And now it's can't have a Red Bull after 8 p.m., which I shouldn't have one ever.
No.
But here we are.
When you need one. Yeah. I have a similar anxiety, but it's not like, it's not an anxiety to go to bed. It's, I got to go do that thing where I've got my schedule and I'm like, oh, there's a task. I have to go do that task. And there's always like a running list of tasks.
Right.
Because things happen at different times of the day that I'm responsible for. And it's pretty nonstop.
Yeah. It's nonstop.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes it's like, okay, we have to do this, 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 and this at this time. Okay, then we sit down to, like, think about it. Oh, gotta get up and go do this. Or somebody's coming around the corner, like, Kylie!
Or you hear the radio.
Like, there's just always something going on. Which is really, it's kind of fun because I get to, like, watch it all. But I, like, don't have to have any of that responsibility.
None of it.
But it's kind of fun to, like, watch you run around and do all of it. And you make me help.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't want to, but
you are my assistant.
I am. I'm former. Former assistant.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have a different, exciting role.
Yeah.
A little more different stuff.
You're still going to help me.
I know. I get to see more music this year, though.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That's very exciting.
We don't get to see much in hospitality land.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun getting to, like, rub elbows with all the cool people and also get to do a little bit of that doing content, but
yeah,
I'll still be helping you. You know I will.
Because
there'll be times where I'm like...
Not.
I mean, I can't be doing content 24 hours a day.
I'm not going to make you, like, do the early morning stuff that you would normally do by yourself. We'll have volunteers for that.
Early morning?
Well, not early morning, but...
Right. I'll be on a hike.
First sweep of...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Be on a hike. I want to go for a hike.
Me too. I'm like dying. I think my eyes just went cross-eyed when I thought about that. Oh, I want to go on a hike too. So bad. It's the weather right now.
It sucks.
It's going to be really bad tomorrow. It's supposed to like be raining. It might get an inch of snow. Everyone stay indoors.
Stay inside. Don't go anywhere tomorrow.
Don't go anywhere tomorrow.
Snow in the spring.
Don't go anywhere. It's just like
absolutely
June.
Nowhere.
It's like June 3rd. Don't do anything on June 3rd.
God.
Another Gilmore Girls reference for those who know.
Oh, that's right.
June 3rd. Nothing planned for June 3rd. Mm-hmm. If you need to plan anything, June 3rd's the day. Nothing going on that day.
Right.
Tomorrow is March 19th and will forever be known to me as it's not warm enough to do anything yet.
No. Alex's birthday is April 1st and it always snows after his birthday.
Ugh.
So March is just 31 days.
It's March.
Crapshoot. Yeah.
It's March. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Today is great.
Yeah,
I walked the dog when I got home from work today. I did a whole lap around the park in just this.
Yeah.
See my...
It's so cute.
Isn't it cute?
It's so cute.
So for those that are watching, you can see my adorable sweater. There's a sloth wearing a hat.
And a microphone.
And a microphone. And then there's a can of beer.
Boo.
It used to say PBR, but I bought this fish donut patch on Etsy and I stitched it on because it says get slothed.
And I'm extremely jealous because we got it together. And I was really, really mad that she saw it before I did.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Not sorry.
I also
wear it all the time.
Without planning, I'm wearing my Trey Anastasio sweatshirt from the show the other night.
I got a lizards.
It was a really fun time.
I got an acoustic Reba.
I cried for most of the show. I didn't, if you're a fish fan.
We're talking about fish, by the way.
Right. The song Foam or Split Open and Melt don't usually like make one start crying. But if Trey sings it acoustically, anything makes you cry. Yeah. I was crying like almost the whole entire show, but I obviously know that it's because I'm also having a very like stressed out week and I'm just like needed a release of some sort.
Yeah.
So I know what it's from, but I acoustic Reba was I couldn't even believe it was happening.
Joyous moment.
I kept thinking it in my head, like, oh, there's no way he's going to do Reba acoustic. There's just no way. And then all of a sudden it came out and I was like, and then I like processed it. And then all of a sudden it was like, bag it, tag it. Also not a song that usually makes one cry.
No,
but
it doesn't.
Blubbering fool I was.
Gosh.
It was a fun night.
It was a super fun show.
It was good. It was nice. We got to sit.
Yeah.
It was done early-ish.
I want to say early.
Yeah, I suppose. It was done after 10 p.m.
We got home at like midnight. Yeah, that's
true.
From Milwaukee.
It seemed early compared to the nights before, I suppose. Even though we did have to drive from Milwaukee. It was so fun.
We didn't have to drive. Alex drove.
Thanks, Alex. So nice. Not like he would love it. Yeah, you're not going to hear this anyway. And if you do listen, we're going to test you here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you listened, come back and say the word gumbo into our Mexico fish chat.
Ooh.
So you and Dan.
Only 15 minutes and 40 something seconds in.
Yeah. So you could, at least.
So easy.
Yeah. So you and Dan, if you guys are hearing this and you heard what we said, type gumbo into our Mexico fish chat. And don't worry, listeners, we'll report back and let you know if and when they listen to us.
Eventually he might.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe when we get famous and...
Then he goes back and listens to it. 7 years from now, we'll get a group chat from Alex. Gumbo.
Hopefully we'll be on a beach somewhere when that happens.
Gosh, that'll be
That's
nice.
What we've been talking about is our next vacay.
Yeah.
Well, yours too.
Right.
Our collective vacation. I'm into the Roatan idea.
Yeah.
Has anybody been there? If you have, send us your tips.
Roatan.
Your ideas. I'm all about it. I was Airbnb-ing some stuff too, and I think it would be really fun. So I need something in the books or something on the dates or planned or something. We need to get that figured out. I'm dying.
I was like, oh, for like January 2027.
Absolutely not.
Because we have our 10-year wedding anniversary. Summer of 2026, and so we wanted maybe do something for that, maybe a vow renewal, maybe just a party, but we wanted to do it, somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to go anywhere.
I don't want to wait that long.
Like, we can't go anywhere during the summer. It has to be the winter following.
Right. But Dan and I for sure want to go somewhere next January, February.
Alex is not willing to wait until 27.
And I'm so grateful to you, Alex, for that. Because I don't want to wait either. Kylie, no spendy 2024 is over.
2025.
Oh, shoot. Great. It'll be over by then.
Yeah.
Just over. So that's good.
We'll see. We'll get there.
Yeah. Otherwise, if we can't figure it out, we're going to do something. We got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Gotta. While we can. While we're not locked in.
I mean, I'm not locked into... Oh, right. So I'm not locked into anything that's keeping me from going, but...
Yet.
The powers that be are fucking it up for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's
that.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a funk for a good chunk of today just because, like, headlines make the day hard to get through without being upset.
They really do. Even if you try to, like, shut it off.
Yeah, my compartmentalizing skills are not keeping up with the amount that needs to be compartmentalized.
Well, it's not often that we, open up our computers or log on to social media or look at the news and every single day something, astonishing happens.
Yeah.
We're not used to getting all of that, constant information thrown at us. And it's been a long time since it was just, more and more and more and more and more thrown at us on a daily. It's just when's it going to give,
I think it's people our age chunk who lived a social life before the internet.
Right. I didn't have
enough
it.
To
right.
have had a social life without the internet, given I was, middle school, early high school. But
right.
Still.
Sophomore year is when, the internet took over. Like, ICQ, we had, Messenger, MSN Messenger, ICQ, and AOL. So it was, sophomore year.
Years.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's this age chunk who experienced what life was like without that constant, instant bombardment of stuff.
Right.
That we now have to adjust and figure out a way to live through it, whereas the younger generations, that's their normal.
Right.
So,
and also by not being ignorant to the information coming in, because
I can't not know.
I don't want to not know. Right. I don't want to I don't want to have it become my whole entire existence because I can't mentally handle that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay too, to some people need to learn that it's okay to set it down. I did a whole post about this one day. It's like,
I was on a posting rampage.
Everybody I know was. Everybody I know.
She chimed in.
Everybody I know.
Like, you guys, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to. You can set it down. It'll still be there, but you need to prioritize self-care because there's a lot of shitty things happening. And regardless of that, you have to take care of yourself.
Yep.
And the people around you and your community and people that you can reach out and touch and experience and but you don't like physically touch people without their permission though. Right. But like, you know what I mean? Like
sensual
people that are within your arm's distance that you can like help or influence or whatever. Just focus on what you can do in that moment to keep a calm and regulated nervous system as much as possible with all of this information that's coming in. I spent a whole year regulating my nervous system. It was very intentional. It was right after we were coming out of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a lot going on. I was working just one job then. And
gosh, what's that like? Just having one job?
I can't even remember. I mean, I was thinking about that.
Just one job.
Like, I've always had, like, a little something going on here and there, but I spent so much time outside listening to the birds and just being out in nature and regular. For, like, an entire year. It was, like, a very intentional thing that I did.
Yeah.
And I just really missed that because I don't even remember what was going on politically. And that's, like, kind of the point is I think Trump was president at that point still. Maybe it was Biden. I don't really know. But I can't remember. And that's the point is like I was able to unwind and set it down and go and regulate and be very mindful about not focusing on that so much. And it was really great. And I think, I mean, it doesn't mean being ignorant to what's going on or ignoring it at all. I think that means the same thing. But, you know, just... Yeah. Take a step back and breathe.
Intentional ignorance and unintentional ignorance too.
Right, right. It doesn't mean I don't care. It doesn't mean that I'm like not woke enough to know what's going on. It just means that I intentionally choose when and to and not to absorb the information, and it really helps me not have that added to my plate. So
yeah, I'm aware enough to not be able to be intentionally ignorant. I know most of what's going on, but not tons of details. I don't do deep dives. I do a little bit of research. But I also had this thought today when I was talking to a client. I was like, I completely lost my train of thought in that moment. But...
That's it. I was talking to a client. That's the whole sentence.
A client about the world and the state of the things. And, oh yeah, I found it. So when I see a headline or I find out about something that happened and I get mad, I have an immediate reaction to it. I then wonder like, well, how much do I know about that to really be mad? And then I start, you know, I'll go look up an article or I'll do a little bit of research and like just enough so that I understand what happened.
Right.
Then I can properly be mad or have whatever emotion I have about it.
You don't just read a headline and automatically make an assumption based off of your feelings or what you want the article to say and then spew about it on the internet?
Because they're all, it'll talk about something. I'll be like, what is that thing? And I'll go Google that thing and be like, okay, now I understand the concept of that thing. And then I can understand the context of that article.
Right. And then the headlines are usually extremely misleading anyway. So and they want you to like, all over the place. And some people only use those headlines as their whole it. That's all. That's it. That's the whole thought. It's the whole thought is just that headline. And people will argue based off of that one thing. And it's like,
I see it this way. Well, that sentence means this to me.
Just take a moment to like look into it a little bit. You know, just take a moment. One single moment. It would make a big difference.
It would.
Why am I so burpy? Ugh. Sorry if anybody just heard that. I was like, whoa, gross.
Not sorry. But so yeah, do your research. Speaking of that, Election Day is coming up. Just vote. We're not going to talk about
No, we're not doing that.
But Vote on April 1st.
That's yeah. it. Just do something. Don't do just be on the internet. Just vote.
Yeah.
Do the things.
Please.
Be part of your local. It starts here.
Yeah.
Around you. The people you can reach out and touch.
Directly affects you and
community,
your community.
Right here. So do that. Anyway, let's get off of this topic. Yeah. We were not a political podcast.
No,
we just
want
to make sure. We have strong opinions about it.
We do.
But we are doing our best to not have this be about that because we get it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Like you said, it's constant. It's nonstop.
This is
We don't need to talk about it because you already have been reading it all day today or all night last night before you fell asleep.
And we want to be the dazzling personalities and the sparkling light in your life.
Yeah.
And some fun to listen to for an hour and not add into that stress.
Yes. One tip that I will share that I've been trying. I put my phone on grayscale. If you go into your settings.
Thanks, Mel Robbins.
Thank you.
Love you.
I tried it. You go into your settings, you go into accessibility and then display and text, I think. And there's a bunch of options for color filters. This is for the iPhone at least. And you can turn the color filters off. You can select other versions, but the grayscale is what I do. And it makes your phone like super boring to look at. I still check my notifications and text back or whatever and comment, but then I don't continue just scrolling. I'm like, okay, I don't want to look at that anymore.
Right.
So
this is gray and ugly. And if I wanted to look at gray and ugly, I'd look out the window.
She had my phone in grayscale when you sent me the mint hair that you wanted. So I pulled it up and I was like,
that's
so what... like, what color do you want? Because it just looks white in my grayscale phone.
That makes more sense now. I was like, I don't have gray hair, you asshole. Yet. I kind of like, I'm really hoping when my hair does gray, I hope it gets like that really pretty, like gray white. Like I see some blonde women have that's just like,
You probably will.
Pretty. I hope so. I don't know. I have darker roots, so.
Yeah, but you don't have, like, a lot of red. It's, you know, it's blonde. God. It's interesting to see what color people gray to.
Yeah. I'm all about it when it happens. I'm not worried, but my mom stayed really blonde. I mean, she only lived to, like, 53, but, I mean, it still didn't seem very gray to me.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll get lucky. I don't know. Mm-hmm. All of my aunts are brunette, so I don't know what that would look like.
My mom's hair is a darker gray, some white, but I'd say it's on the darker side. Well, I color her hair.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, it's like, sorry, you're just bright blonde. Oh, secret's out. Sorry, Zima.
But she likes it blonde. It's so long right now.
It's so pretty.
Hair stuff.
Yeah.
Hair stuff is fun.
Do you know what else is fun?
Hmm.
These stickers that Devere gave us.
They're not stickers.
Or tattoos.
They're how he says it. It's tattoos.
It's a tattoo.
It's a tattoo.
It's a dragon. We got dragons. Isn't that so exciting? I can't wait to put it on. I'm going to put it on my neck. I was wanting a neck tattoo. Just kidding. Or maybe a hand tattoo.
Will this be our first matching tattoo?
Oh my God. Our first. Many. Oh, I'm probably not getting tattoos ever. I don't have any.
Tattoos are fun.
I love them. I love them.
We can talk about tattoos.
I absolutely love them. I love the way they look on people. I just don't have any because I hadn't been able to ever commit, and I'm really glad because if I would have committed to all of the tattoos I wanted, I would have some really dumb tattoos, and I would regret them.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I don't.
I have an almost tattoo ope.
Tell me about it.
So when I was 18, I was dating and living with a guy who was like 10 years older than me. He'll never listen to this.
Was he a couch tattoo artist?
No.
Definitely have the tattoo then.
So we were really into UFC, like Ultimate Fighting. And we watched...
You?
Yeah, me and him and our friends. Yeah, so Tap Out was the tattoo. It's like a logo where it starts big and gets small in the middle and then gets big again with the T and the T. And I was going to put it right here on my wrist. I really thought about it for a while. And I decided not to get it. Kat and Christina made fun of me for almost getting it. But the boyfriend, the ex now, did end up getting the tap out tattoo on his calf. I think there's flames on it too. And that ended up being his first tattoo. And I remember going with him to get it. And it was pretty funny to watch. But I'm glad I didn't get that one.
Me too. I don't know if we could be friends.
The rule that I have now for tattoos is I think of the idea and I keep it for a year to make sure that I still want it a whole year after. And all the tattoos that I have are in spots on my body that I don't see every day. I've got this one back here on my neck.
I just found out about this one a couple days ago. I didn't even know that you had a freaking tattoo up your neck.
Well, it's like...
I've never noticed it before.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I just saw that for the first time the other day.
Drops.
Yeah.
So this was my second tattoo. My first tattoo is on my ankle, and it's my Gemini zodiac sign with some flowers that I drew.
So if she ever gets murdered, all of our listeners can now identify the body.
So this was the second one. And then the third one is the umbrella, the Gilmore Girls tattoo that I have with Kat and Christina. And I put it there because I was like, oh, duh, I've got these water drops coming off of the roses. And originally I was going to get a big rose on my back, like a dark purple one, and have more water dripping onto it. But that didn't happen. And then I got the umbrella, and it's perfect because the water. And then my fourth and fifth ones are my hairstylist tattoo. It's the outline of Wisconsin. And it's got a pink and purple whoosh of hair whoosh, with some shears cutting the hair. Yeah.
Whoosh, whoosh.
And then I got the same exact ankle tattoo on the other ankle, but Devere's zodiac sign.
Do you have a tramp stamp?
No.
Will you get a tramp stamp over my face?
No.
Okay, damn.
But Devere's zodiac sign.
You think about
sign
it in a year if you still
zodiac
like it.
Sign, yeah, okay, so right. You can just doesn't hop count. On that one.
It's not the same.
I love tattoos. The next tattoos that I want to get, when I was in Vegas with the girls, I did a temporary tattoo on my calf, and it was a little Highland calf with the flower crown.
That's really cute.
Calf on my calf.
I like that.
It was fluffy, and it was so cute.
That's nice.
So I want to do that. And then I want a tattoo going here on my rib cage, and so we grow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like steal that, because I've looked it up, and nobody else has it. I think I might make that my salon slogan.
14 Kylie people Shea's are going to go and get that tattooed on their body.
Kylie Shea Styles and So We Grow.
So We Grow.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
With nice. Like some like flowers I and like maybe hair or something.
That sounds just like something I would do. I love it.
Can't have it.
Well,
mine.
Can't have Move, Grow, Bloom. So.
That's fine.
It's mine.
You can have that one. You can put it in the same spot. That's what we could do. No. We could put them in the same spot.
Well, now that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, but it's a nice idea.
Yeah.
How about these dragon tattoos, though?
Great. Just like
right on the neck. Right on the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
I'm not as blotchy as I was last time. So the last time when we recorded was the first time that we recorded video. And surprisingly, I get like camera shy and nervous when I'm in front of people. Hi, people. I talk to my clients about that, and they are always shocked. They're like, really? I'm like, I'm great one-on-one. I'm awesome one-on-one. I can talk about anything, and it's usually a pretty fluid and great conversation. But for instance, doing speeches or getting up on stage with a microphone in front of a whole festival of people.
Yeah, that's a big no for me.
Shut down.
Yeah, me too. That's a big no for me. I don't like that stuff.
Like, I practiced my Mermaid of Honor speech for Kat's wedding over a dozen times. I read it to everybody. I practice it all the time. I get up on the mic. I've got my phone in my hand and the microphone in the other hand. And it's just like shaking like this the whole time. And I'm talking normally and calmly-ish, but my body is very much reacting.
Yeah, I could not do
to
that.
The stress of being on the spotlight. So I'm just really surprised that I'm not as like red and flushed and blotchy as I was last time. Can you tell?
Yep. The camera's doing some favors for you. But it's okay.
It's fine.
I really like it because that's how I can always tell when she's nervous.
Yes. I gave that away to her. When was that?
I don't know. Sometime at DMG. I don't know.
And I let her know. I was like, that's how you can tell if I'm like
nervous.
Or like
just flustered in general.
Yeah, flustered and can't think of something.
And now I know.
Yeah. That's my tell.
Mm-hmm.
That's your sign to like take me away.
Or let you stay.
Oh crap.
Anyway.
I'm just getting to know us very well.
Yeah, sure are. Aren't you guys so lucky? What else? What else has come up? I like that the microphone is behind you for in the video for this.
It's for my hair.
It's just
my hair gets
it's an emotional support microphone. Yeah. So we got these really cool mics originally that we were going to record with. They're really, really cute.
We'll use them for when we have guests.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be fancy. But now we've got these little lapel mics that are really, really nice.
And we don't wear lapels.
They just sound really nice.
They do sound nice.
I like them. I hope they sound nice.
They do. It's great.
Yeah. What other fun things do we have coming up? I feel like we're in like this dull like time right now where there's just like.
Yeah.
Nothing to look forward to.
Well, we're going to St. Louis on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. You get to go somewhere.
Yeah, the three of us. It's the one cool thing we're doing because we didn't take a warm vacation this winter.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a drivable vacation because I knew I didn't want to buy any plane tickets this year.
Right.
And we've never done St. Louis.
Yeah.
And it's not Chicago, you know? I wanted something drivable that wasn't further up
and
wasn't Chicago. So we're driving down Saturday and we'll get there late. And then on Sunday, we will hopefully spend the day at the zoo. I've checked the weather, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be drastically different from up here.
Yeah.
But whatever. We'll go to the zoo all day. And then we have tickets to the City Museum on Monday. And all of my clients and others have told me that we have to go to the City Museum. It's like this amazing place for kids.
Nice.
With slides and, I don't know, other things that are hard to disinfect, probably. I have a hard time letting De Beer jump into, like, ball pits or
sandboxes. I can't believe those aren't banned.
And, like, the trampoline parks and stuff, like, bounce houses. I didn't let him go into a bounce house until he was, like, four. Just because.
Did he even like them? We go to FET last year and he, like,
there was only one other kid in
there. He was not having it.
No, he liked it.
No, there was one. Maybe it was a different year. Because it wasn't that. It was that water ball thing that he got chickened out to go into.
Yeah.
Now, the bounce house, you're right, he went into, and it was like raining and storming, and he was still in there, and you couldn't get him out.
Yeah, he was super into it.
But it was that water ball thing where you like get in a giant clear ball and walk on the water.
On top of water, and it spins.
I was
around.
So excited to see him in there, and then he just like wimped out
that?
Last minute. Yeah, it didn't happen.
Wussed out.
I mean, it looked really hard. I couldn't have gone in there and done it either. Every kid in there was absolutely struggling.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy to be a hamster.
A water hamster. Oh, that would be fun to have.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. That San Luis will be cool. I've been there before. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, and then Tuesday we're going to go up into the arch.
Oh, nice. I've never been up there. I've been close to it, but I've never been in there. I didn't know that you could go in there. That's really cool.
When we decided to do this trip, Alex sent me a video of how it was constructed. And it was kind of fascinating. They like, it had to be perfectly precise, but they started on either side stacking the stuff on top of each other. And then they had these devices that climbed up the already built structure to then build the next. And then they'd climb up and then build the next one and then put in the last little piece. It was kind of fascinating.
Like Jenga.
Yeah.
Like that one. Isn't there a game that does that where it's.
It's not Jenga.
No, it's not Jenga. Jenga's
just
the
tower.
Yeah. But there, I thought there was like a, I don't know, maybe not. Who knows?
I don't know. I'm not an engineer.
Neither. Any engineers know what I'm talking about? There's no engineers listening.
Hit us up in the comments. But yeah, it'll be a good time. We'll come home and then Deb and I will get a kid mom day on Wednesday.
Oh, this means that we're going to have our first long-distance recording session for the podcast. That's our game plan. Sunday, right?
Sunday, Yeah, Sunday night would Sunday probably night. Be good.
So now that we know that we can do that from the separate phones,
yeah,
which we're testing out right now, we're testing out a different way of recording so that we can look at each other still, even though we can't look at each other in person. Right. I don't know if we're giving away a secret here, but we're not actually looking at each other.
No.
She's like very rudely turning her head to me this whole entire time. So we're talking to each other in the video, but not. But it'll make for cool content.
Super weird.
Ugh.
I know.
I forgot what you looked like in person. All I see is this very, like, grainy version of you on this.
Yeah.
Now you'll see how much we all talk with our hands, too.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not? I guess if you don't have hands, you can't talk with your hands.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh at that.
It reminds me of the T-Rex joke. You know, people often say that T-Rexes can't clap their hands because they're too short.
It's because they're dead.
It's because they're dead.
It's because they're dead.
Yeah.
I say that to the people in the kitchen, like, why can't dinosaurs clap their hands? Because they're dead. Duh.
So stupid.
Did you see that there's a new dinosaur that they found?
Oh,
I just saw like an article and it looks, I can't remember what kind, Devere probably knows, but I can't remember what kind, but it looks like Littlefoot's mom.
Yeah.
A brontosaurus, but it's not a brontosaurus. It was like kind of like a brontosaurus.
It's,
started with a pull.
But it was like a giant. It was like the big, big one.
Yeah, Gigantor, it was a big one.
Gigantic.
Gigantor, the dinosaur.
Gigantor. I don't remember.
She had a name.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. And I just hope and assume she's a she.
Probably.
That's just like what I'm hoping for.
Sure.
What would happen, okay, if dinosaurs came back?
Whoa.
And just like.
What if?
It might still be on the bingo card. It might still be on the bingo card.
My bingo card just to try to manifest it.
At this point, I don't know if anything is off of it.
I mean, they're still alive.
So I'm going to start.
Birds, reptiles. Those are dinosaurs.
I know. I love that for them.
They've evolved.
We're going to start a Kylie burp count. Now, this is not to encourage it to happen more.
You can't say that and have it not be an encouragement.
This is just to track the amount of times that it happens. Absolutely not.
I will make sure that they are organic.
I'll hit the stop recording button every time, and we're just going to have to do this over and over again. I don't know what it is. I belch, but when other people do it around me, the audacity of your human functions around me.
I don't fart in front of people. I actually, so I farted. It was recently. Alex and I were
shutting this off now. This podcast is over. No one wants to hear about this.
It was hilarious because I never fart. And what did we eat? I don't know. We probably had pizza or something. And we're sitting on the couch and it was an audible fart, not just like.
She's forgetting we're recording.
I don't care that we're recording. This is me organically talking about my bodily functions and you're going to listen to it. So it was loud.
And that's like, the last time we had a listener.
I looked at him and he looked over at me and I was like, I know, right? Because it never happens. I'm a belcher. My Aunt Gwen taught me how to belch when I was a kid.
Thanks,
how to
Gwen.
Do it properly. You gotta swallow the air and get it out. If you're ever feeling bloated and you're just like, ugh, and you can't like massage it out how they do, you can burp it out.
I don't have that issue.
Well, for anybody that does, there's ways to get the uncomfortable bloat gas out by burping it out.
By being just completely uncivilized.
You don't have to be around people to do it.
That's better.
You can go into the bathroom and burp it out.
There should be burp rooms where people
burp
have to step away and go into a private room to do it.
I would rather have people go into a private room away from everybody to burp or fart rather than force nursing mothers to be shamed into a box.
And that is going to be a wrap on today's episode of Hopes and Dreams Podcast. Thank you for listening to us rant for 45 minutes about absolutely nothing.
That's the point.
Oh, guess what?
Chicken butt.
Good news. I got our Buy Me a Coffee up and running again. Yay! Everything is good to go there. So we are back open for business. BuyMeACoffee.com/Hopes and Dreams Podcast. If anybody wants to contribute to this mess that we're creating here, we love it. It's very helpful for making us sound better, for hopefully us finding better topics to talk about, bringing cool people on. Merch maybe one day if you want to wear our cool merch, buying a logo, all kinds of things. It can just be really helpful for us in many, many different ways. So if you feel so inclined to help us
grow and bloom,
grow. Whoa, let it grow. Let it grow.
No.
Let it grow.
You can't do that.
If you can burp, I can sing.
Fine.
Anyway.
Anyway, thanks for listening and
we
watching, you guys.
We love y'all, too. All two of you that are listening to us right now. We thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great rest of your week. We will be back in your faces and ears next week, anywhere that you listen to podcasts.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.